Squeezel. Wilbur! Scores against his old club!
This podcast is proudly brought to you by Football Culture. You can use the 10% code FOOTBALLCULTURESALE to get 10% off at football-culture.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Here you are at the Clock End Talk with a little bonus podcast. We have a competition running, so we're going to talk about our favourite Arsenal moments. But if you download at VoiceBite and tell us in 15 seconds your favourite Arsenal moment, hashtag CET, hashtag Lacazette giveaway, and tell us your favourite Arsenal moment to go into the draw to win a Lacazette jersey. Okay, Schwinn, take it away, mate, and tell us what your favourite Arsenal moment is.
Well, I vividly remember that Norwich goal. I mean, of course, it didn't have any significance in terms of a title win or, you know, a win against a team like Barcelona, which, again, was an exceptional moment. But that Norwich goal, I mean, I think that sums up Wenger ball and what Arsenal has been striving to achieve under Wenger. And I mean, I don't think I've seen a better team goal, even from the past. I mean, we have access to YouTube and whatnot. But in terms of a team goal, I think the only one that comes close is what Argentina scored in 2006 at the World Cup, where they had like 40 passes that led to a goal, something, some crazy number like that, that Cambiaso finished. But I mean, in terms of tiki-taka, intricate football with and leaving the Norwich team, including their goalkeeper, completely grounded and stumped, I don't think I've seen anything like it in football ever. So there's my favorite Arsenal moment.
Okay. Carl, what's your favourite Arsenal moment? Now, Carl also did a voice bite on the voice bite, but Carl, you're not winning the jersey, buddy, so... But give us your Arsenal moment.
I wanted old Nenny on the back anyway.
I thought you were going to go for Willock.
I've already got that in the wardrobe.
Righto, what's your favourite Arsenal moment?
Well, I was going to say Yaya Sanogo scoring 4 against Benfica in pre-season, but I think I'm gonna repeat what I said in my voice bite, and I'm going to say Welbeck's goal against Leicester 2 seasons ago. It wasn't very significant, but we were the only team to get the double over Leicester that season, and when it was the dying embers of the game, it was in the last minute of injury time. Everyone was frustrated. Suddenly, Welbeck rises like a salmon, gets it in. One of the only times I've heard the Emirates Stadium Emirates like erupt. Like everyone was cheering. It brought the whole stadium together. It was a really, really, really nice moment for Arsenal Football Club, especially in the new era of the Emirates.
Okay, Tony, you got one, mate?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously so many brilliant achievements, but I prefer games that I was at. So it's more a memory that I've made. And I've got a few that I'm struggling to choose between. One is just a bit similar to Cole's. It's not the one I'll choose, but the first 5-2 against Tottenham when we was 11 points behind, it was at the end of February. The noise and feeling in the ground that game has never been replicated since, and I probably never will be. Also, there another one I love, because it happens to us so often, I love games when we are absolutely awful and somehow nick a win, because it happens. I've been on the wrong end of it so many times that when it happens to us, it feels like all is good in the world. So the 2005 FA Cup final, when Man United literally battered us for 120 minutes, we didn't have a shot on target, and then we won on penalties, was unbelievable. But my best one was United away in the FA Cup. In I don't know what year it was, when Danny Welbeck scored the winner, just for the feeling of being there. I don't know if you guys know, we get more in a cup game, we get 20-25% of the seats, whereas in a league game you get maximum of 3,000. So there was about 13,000 Arsenal fans at Old Trafford on a Monday night, all screaming our heads off. And what the memory that sticks in with me is, we won the game 2-1 finished. Literally half hour after the final whistle, every single Arsenal fan was still there singing Arsenal songs, to an empty stadium, like literally no one on the pitch, no other fans in the stadium. And it was just one of the best moments. As I said, it's one of them people probably wouldn't even know about if they weren't there, but just being there and singing for half hour to absolutely nobody was an unbelievable experience.
Okay. Savvy, you're not winning the jersey either, but give us your Arsenal.
Yeah. I'll repeat what I say on the voice bite. The greatest Arsenal moment for me has got to be the Invincibles. I was a kid back then. I didn't realize how big achievement that was back then. But now when I look back at it, I think it is the greatest achievement by us. And I think it is the greatest Premier League title ever won by any team. Mm. And recently, if I look at, I think I love how we ripped apart Manchester United and Chelsea 3-0 at the Emirates recently. They just couldn't handle us, and we were just unplayable on that day. I love those two games.
Hey, I was top next, mate. It's kind of hard for me to pick one because everybody's type of chosen what I would have picked. So I'll go down a different route and say when Arsene Wenger was appointed Arsenal manager. I think what he's accomplished in the last 20 years at Arsenal, and not looking at trophies alone, but yeah, I think that was a brilliant appointment. So on look at how far we've come. So. Okay, so you can follow us at @theclockend_talk on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at Clock End Talk. We've got the blog going. Boys will be writing a few articles when they get half a chance, so plenty to do. And look, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and I know tonight has been, or today, wherever you are around the world, it's been a very long podcast. We didn't think we had much to talk about, but we just dribbled on with shit, so... I hope you have enjoyed it, and hopefully, just share it and let us know. We value everyone's feedback. So we'll just touch quickly, though, before I go, only because I thought of it, because I don't think we'll be recording before Tottenham game.
Yeah, we can preview that game.
Yeah, just quickly, we'll go round the table, Tony. With the Tottenham game coming up, mate. What's your thoughts?
So, I think barring any international injuries, we'll go with Lacazette will start, especially after the backlash after the last game. So, we'll go Lacazette up top, Ozil, Sanchez behind. Again, this is barring any injuries or late returns from international duty. I'm not sure who Chile are playing, but obviously a lot of them South American games, sometimes the players get back too late. Ramsey, Xhaka in midfield. And then the standard back five if all fit. Personally, I would start Jack, not just for ability, but for getting it. And if we're losing, he's guaranteed to kick someone, so it'll brighten up my day a bit. But, yeah, it's a difficult game. They're playing very well at the moment. Mm. Half of their team's had a rest because they're apparently injured and can't play international duty. I think Harry Kane choked on his own saliva, but he'll be back in time. Harry Winks, who's apparently too injured to play for England, but he was out clubbing in Watford last night. That was a disgraceful injury. Clearly, he's going to be out for all of no minutes. So it's difficult. They're coming in fresh. They're coming in. They're playing very well. They're coming in on good form. They're coming in confident. And we're pretty much the opposite of that. Obviously, as I said earlier on in the podcast, form book kind of goes out the window on derbies, but you need players that are up for it to make that happen, which is the reason why I'd start Jack. Yes. Hopeful of a result, but it's very difficult with a derby. Anything could happen. I mean, if you look at the game I mentioned earlier when we won 5-2, the first 5-2, we went into that game. I've never known us to be underdogs to Tottenham at home. They're 11 points ahead of us. And form literally goes out the window in derby, so it's very hard to say anything more about it.
Hmm. Carl?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very difficult game. But I think where the battle's going to be won on the day is going to be in midfield more than anywhere else. So Xhaka definitely needs to step up his game in terms of defensive duties. I know he's not a defensive midfielder by default, but he needs to become one for that game. Ramsey needs to on that day as well. Need to stop acting like a third striker or a third forward. and actually stick with Xhaka, because as I've just said, the battle is going to be won in the midfield, and if there's gaping holes in the midfield, you're going to have the likes of Eriksen picking holes through it, sending it straight to Kane. And yeah, we need to be very, very vigilant of his runs and Son as well.
I didn't ask Tony for a score prediction because I already knew what he'd say. So what are you going, mate?
I'm not going to say what my head or my heart thinks, because I think I think it's quite negative. But I'm going to chance a 2-2 draw.
Okay. Schwinn?
Yeah, just a couple of things. I mean, if our listeners remember, we spoke about how the international break might help, depending on, you know, one way or the other, the result against City. So we do have something in there to look forward to in that case, that the international break might have helped. So at least we can be a little optimistic with that. Secondly, just on that, the FA needs to sort of look into this. You know, I mean, according to the rules, if that is what the FA operate by, if you take part in some of this, you know, deceit where you're saying a player is injured where he clearly isn't, the rules suggest that there should be a 4-game ban if you're trying to evade international duty. So, I mean, this is aberrant behavior. You know, you can have some sort of setup with Southgate where you can, you know, Pochettino can just say that, hey, you know, it's friendlies, you can sit him or bench him and just have him as an impact player or something. And managers are allowed to do that, you know, lobby for their players. But just having to do away with international duty, I think that's a very, very cunty move, I feel. And I don't stand for that. But coming back to the prediction, I think it's going to be a bad game. It's going to be, of course, going to be very, very full throttle. But I think we're going to be a little more inclined to go forward than we were against City. Because if we don't, then we'll be slated by the fans. But I think that's what's going to end up costing us. Mm-hmm. And I fear for a loss. But just to keep every Arsenal listener happy, I'll just say it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
Okay. Savvy?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the same. I think it will be a very difficult game, and they are on a high. Even I would love to see Jack start, because it's a derby game, and he will give his all, and he will show some passion. So I would even drop Alexis Sanchez for Jack Wilshere because of the derby game. And I think many players will be back. I hope Mustafi or Mertesacker starts, because we need them in a big game. And clearly, Coquelin is centre back is not his position, so I don't want him starting again in that position. Mm-hmm. And then the similar team, and I would go with a 2-1 win, and I hope we go on a high after this game.
Yeah, I'm like you, mate. I don't want Coquelin to start there in the centre back. As I said last week, he didn't do anything wrong. It was just a player playing out of position, I thought, which is nothing unusual, Wenger, but it just... So hopefully Mustafi's back, I'm not sure, or even Koscielny, throw him back there or something. A future captain's going to score a goal, boys. Xhaka.
Yeah.
He's got it covered, yeah. So I'll go 1-0 win. Xhaka scores. Okay. Geez, I coughed some shit over that tweet, didn't I? it's all fun and games. Anyway, look, interact with us at Clock and Talk, because we're only there for a yak. Don't get all shitty. We're only there for an opinion like you guys. So, like I said, you can follow us there and give us a yak. We'll be back after the Tottenham game. Talk about how we went there, hopefully up the Arsenal. Thanks, Tony.
No worries, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Swing.
Thank you, lads.
Savvy, we'll see you all next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you.